USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No breakthrough in peace negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. Both sides have agreed to meet again. Negotiators add there will be another attempt to open a safe corridor for civilians to leave Ukrainian cities under attack. Two attempts from over the weekend collapsed due to heavy fire from Russian forces. The humanitarian crisis is worsening in Ukraine as diplomats and UN officials called for the safe passage of civilians and emergency aid. Officials spoke of ordinary people trapped without food and water, hospitals running out of medicine, and aid workers having a hard time safely reaching cities and towns where battles raged. Australia announced new sanctions on people it described as Moscow's propagandists and purveyors of disinformation. Officials say those folks are trying to give credibility to false narratives from the Kremlin to justify their invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
We are learning more about that deadly twister in the Midwest from over the weekend.
The National Weather Service says a tornado that tore through an Iowa town and killed at least six people was an EF4. The National Weather Service saying the tornado was 800 yards wide, packed maximum wind speeds of 170 miles per hour, and was on the ground for nearly 70 miles Saturday afternoon. It's the first confirmed EF4 in Iowa since 2013. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court declined to hear Republican challenges to block new congressional district maps in North Carolina and Pennsylvania that were ordered by their respective state courts. The justices provided no explanation for their actions. Republicans in both cases argued that state courts lacked the authority to second-guess the legislative branch's decisions about the conduct of elections. The Dow plunged 797 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Washington will not intervene in the case of the Commonwealth versus Bill Cosby.
The Supreme Court on Monday rejected an appeal aimed at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and their ruling that overturned comedian Bill Cosby's 3 to 10 year sexual assault conviction. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled in June that an agreement he struck to provide testimony in a civil lawsuit in 2005 and 2006 should have given him immunity in the case. The Supreme Court rejected the appeal without commentary, meaning Bill Cosby will remain a free man. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
While the war in Ukraine continues, that country's leader is being honored for his fight.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky will receive the Ronald Reagan Freedom Award for his courageous fight against tyranny and for his indomitable stance for freedom and democracy. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute made that announcement this morning. Zelensky has remained in Ukraine to support and rally his countrymen against President Vladimir Putin and Russian troops' unprovoked invasion. Zelensky will be the 11th recipient of the Reagan Foundation's highest honor. Former President Reagan gave the first Freedom Award to former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev at the Reagan Library in 1992. The award is given to leaders who, like Ronald Reagan, have contributed greatly to the cause of freedom worldwide. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.